L.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Top 5 of 5 coming up in a second. So, I just thought of something, actually. Guys, there's a video floating around on the internet of Shannon Sharp. Apparently, he left his Instagram Live on, and it sounds like people are having, like, intercourse.
Artist wood I had ever touched.
So, and he is saying he was hacked, so on and so forth. But yeah. I think it seems fake. And here's why I think it's fake. The video is like 2 minutes long. There's no way.
Well,
whoever has... What is the guy, a superhero?
Exactly.
There's no way. All right.
So you don't believe it was hacked?
No, I don't believe it was hacked.
Yeah.
Come on,
Unc.
Well, he's...
Well, listen.
Look.
If he got to turn the IG live off.
Yeah. Look, it happens. Look, he's a grown man.
Sure.
Yeah.
Or he accidentally
man.
Left it on purpose.
Yeah, look, maybe he wants to show off.
Trying to run the numbers up?
Let everyone know. Like, I'm that guy.
Look, you as somebody who believes in the...
Conspiracy
yes. theories.
Yes.
Wouldn't be a bad idea.
Would not be a bad idea to run the numbers up. I mean, I want to listen to Nightcap tonight.
Should we maybe do that with the WIP Afternoons Twitter account?
Yeah.
Go live?
Yeah, let Jack go.
Yep.
Wow.
When you need number 3, maybe.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to it. Come on.
Each the 5.
Number 5.
At 5.
5.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, 5. Beautiful 5.
Not a stamina's man. Anyway, the top 5 at 5 today.
Overrated stamina. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
What a happy today. And it has to do with, listen, after week one, we have to reassess where we are as a station and as a show.
Okay.
So what I have for you is Stockwatch after week one on WIP personnel.
On WIP personnel.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Number 5 is Brian Baldinger.
Wow.
Who we love dearly.
Yep.
Stock's down.
Stock's down.
And I'm wondering if he got the transfer of the worm from Elliott. And he is now in sole possession of the worm.
He was in Brazil.
I know.
Where Elliott was.
Yep.
Maybe Elliott takes the worm out. The worm is like slivering around, winds up in Baldy's ear. Everybody at NovaCare thinks they're talking to Elliott. They're actually talking to Baldy.
I put out a video. It was a good throw. It was good to say.
Fall down.
Yep.
Fall down. Wow.
Yep.
Listen, can't believe Baldy's stock goes down.
We are team accountability.
Here we are.
Okay. Here on the afternoon show. Number 4 is Corey in Columbus. Now, this was put together before his call today, but I'm still going to have his stock is up because for his first 2 calls of the week, he was truthful.
And then
the last 2 days, completely lying to make himself feel better.
Well, you know what I think happened with Corey? You know, I don't know, it was like a month and a half ago, I come in and I'm like, hey, this Jalen training camp has me turned. I feel like he's going to have a great season. Yeah. And then I took literally...
That didn't last long.
Well, I took literally 2 calls from Hurts people and I was like, all right, I'm out. You guys can't do this to me.
Yeah, it's killer.
So I think what happened to Corey was he came over to the dark side for a second. He realized he didn't want to be associated with people like me and Jack.
Yeah.
So he ran back to the other side.
Yeah. I mean, I had the same epiphany.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're you're normally pro-jailing guys.
Yep.
You can't ignore what happened Friday night.
No.
But at the same time, you're like, all right, I've complained enough. Let me move on.
Yes.
Let me move on to get back to supporting him for next week. So.
Can't be with those haters.
Yeah. I don't want to be associated with you too.
Yeah,
right.
Stay on that side. Why would you? Somebody should just finally save you.
Well, I know, finally. From those 2 clowns.
I didn't even start that. Don't start that again.
Although I do love that RC called in. He's like, Ike, I know you play the game, and the 2 guys you're with, like, they're pretty good football guys too.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'll take pretty good football guys.
Yeah.
You know, in my evolution, I'll take it.
For sure.
Yeah.
The third stock watch to get to is Spike.
Uh-oh.
I'm keeping his stock at even.
Even.
Not up, not down, because there's strong cases on both.
Okay.
Because I believe I was going to have your stock down because of the Eagles prediction you got completely wrong. You went 1-3 in your picks. You lost in fantasy. So that was stock down.
Okay.
But your stock comes right back up with the Bryce Harper situation last night.
Thank you.
On the campaign of get Spike a ring. So I had to keep it at even on your stock.
Nah. No good. I think stock is up.
Whoa!
I would say more up than down.
Yeah, I think his stock is up. Are you kidding me? The guy takes a beating because he's pointing out the truth to us for 2 months. We don't want to acknowledge it, right? And all of a sudden, when it's blatantly in our face, we have to acknowledge it. I think I'm just saying, I'm not in control of your rankings or
whatever. Thank you. Yeah.
I'm just saying my vote, your stock should be up, Spike.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I think the price thing was, I mean, you had L.A., you had Kruk, you had everybody that's associated, any post-game.
Had Topper.
Are you kidding me? You had me over here.
Yep.
I even had to get over there and get on Bryce a little bit.
And you had Bryce was thinking of you when he wasn't running the front.
And
phase.
He responded. And I think stock should be up, Spike.
And hitting me for my Eagles prediction, I said 37-31 Packers.
Yeah, but you said they're not gonna punt. Like you're a little over the top about the defense.
All right, fair. I was getting scared about the defense. I'll take my beating there. All right, I appreciate that, Ike. Thank you for having my back.
Number two on Stock Watch is, and this is a yearly tradition since 2022. But O.G. Wade's stock is down, of course. I mean, just blatant lie after blatant lie.
Yes.
Threats on the phone.
Yeah.
A lot of MFers.
By the way, he's got a bad phone now all of a sudden.
Well, that's what happens when Jalen starts playing bad. Is he goes back to his burner phone that doesn't work as well.
Yeah, it's all crackly. He's going in and out.
Yeah.
I feel like he's driving through a tunnel every time he calls. Okay, yeah, stock way down. Stock way down.
Way down. Way down. But the number one person on Stock Watch is me. My stock is up. 3-1 in picks. Everyone finally seeing what I see in Jalen.
What are you talking about?
Finally. Someone's been talking about speaking the truth.
Also, your
it's been a year and a half.
Your Eagles pick was fraudulent. It
was
a lie.
It was not fraudulent.
You didn't believe they were going to win.
It did.
You didn't.
Didn't expect them to win. Hope they won. What ended up being right. My football stock is 100% up.
I can't believe you put yourself in Stockwatch and made it up. You're unbelievable.
Yeah.
Only child Fritz over there.
Yep. Never a doubt.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike and Only Child. Hey, this hour brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door. Get the second at half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. You know, I want to get into the Bryce and Castellanos quotes from last night after the fight. We'll do that right after we talk to a stock downsman. That is OG Wade. You're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Better than you, I guess. Your stock's down. I don't know if you heard that.
OG.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you, unfortunately.
Yeah. Hey, listen, man.
Yeah.
Look, you got this punk over here. First of all, if you're doing stock up, stock down, you don't get to do yourself. Well, pause on that one.
Yeah.
But you don't get to do that, Jackie baseball.
Well, it's I'm having a great start to football season.
Let me get on a serious note. I want to send the condolences out to Frankie Beverly's family and himself. He passed away yesterday. That's Jalen's number one guy. You know, yep. Mine.
Legend.
A lot of ours, OG. Yeah. Love Frankie Beverly,
that was
brother.
My guy, man.
Yep.
Yeah, it was my guy. But I want to say this here. I want to welcome Baldy onto the camp. You know what I mean? And I could be back tomorrow, so it's all good.
I'm there. I'm not going anywhere.
I know. The one thing I like about us, and when I say us, I mean me, Spike, not Jack, you, Ike, mm-hmm. and Baldy, is that we can get ruffled up, and man, them feathers roll right back on down.
Man,
like
yes, sir.
Yep. Yeah, ain't no, we ain't talking about biting no fingers off and all that monkey stuff. You know what I'm saying? But listen, I do want to say this. It's like with that guy, that idiot, 10 from 7, I don't know how old he is or he think he is, you know, whatever. The stuff that y'all say, when you talking about Jalen and you critique and criticizing, at least make it like noticeable, like real. Like, I'll have, to be honest with you, when I seen AJ in that end zone waving his hands, I've never seen AJ do that. Everybody say AJ always waving it. No, he's not. No, he's not. So let's stop that. Right? Now,
okay.
The thing is, for all of the interceptions and turnovers that Jalen Hurts has since he's been Eagle or whatever, he is still winning his quarterback in the last 2 years in the NFL. Let me say this here, and I only want to say this though. We cannot over dramatize the turnovers. No, we don't want them. If you can turn the ball over and you have the ability to make up for your mistakes when you make them, because damn, we're going to make them. That's in itself called good quarterback play. Because your guy can actually pick up for himself. You want to talk about the impressive wins? Y'all said Cleveland, right? Dallas over Cleveland. When you did you know that Cleveland Browns was without Nick Chubb, their starting running back?
Yes.
You know they was without two. They're starting to like that's us being without Jordan Mailata and Lane Johnson and Saquon Barkley. So you think we beat Dallas with that? No, you don't. So Dallas don't get no credit for beating Cleveland with a stiff at quarterback who's on his third damn sex charge. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And two tackles is out and a starting running back. But y'all want to credit, Dak Prescott.
No, we didn't. You're drowning, man.
Don't do it, Spike.
You're drowning,
don't
bro.
Do it.
You're drowning.
Spike, right now, because your damn stock is up right now. But tomorrow it's another story. Because you know this thing is fluent.
Can't you just for a minute, just say, hey, look, he put the ball in harm's way too many times on Friday. I love him. I think he's great. He can't do that again. Could you just say that?
Ike, I'm going to be honest with you, Ike. Didn't you hear me say that before?
Yes, I've heard you say that before, yeah.
Since Friday?
Not since Friday.
Okay.
I said, but we have to look at the – sometimes, man, outcome of games.
You know,
it matters.
Pro Football Focus had him as the 32nd ranked quarterback.
Here we go.
His QBR on Friday was 38.8.
And guess who Pro Football Focus is?
But what his QBR is 38.8.
He led the league
in turnover worthy plays.
Let me just explain this here, right?
Just say he didn't
with
play
all
good.
That you just said. Hold on. About he's ranked this, he's ranked that.
Yep.
He won the game.
No, Saquon won the game.
All right.
Saquon won the game. Saquon won the game. AJ won the game. Let me ask you this. OG, last question. If you were to say, who are the four players you give most credit for the win on Friday night, who would those four players be in order?
Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
Saquon Barkley.
No, Jalen's not first. It's crazy. It's lunacy. He's a lunatic.
Well, he believes it.
Well,
we had the lie detector test.
We got to bring it back. In fact, we got to have a polygraph on him every time he calls. So, we've been doing best debates.
Mm-hmm.
And last night, I would say there was a physical debate on the diamond with, So Philly's game is 4-4. Was it in the eighth that they broke it open? It was in the eighth,
yes.
Right?
Yes, yeah. Bottom of the eighth.
So 4-4, Cal Stevenson, huge hit. Shout out Joe from the Northeast. Was it 5-4 after or 6-4 after? I can't remember if two guys scored.
6-4.
But it ends
Buddy
up,
Kennedy, big hit.
Yep. But it ends up, Buddy Kennedy, shout out Buddy Kennedy. But the Buddy chants at Citizens Bank Park are amazing, by the way. But then, who's the Tampa pitcher?
It's like Ikeda or something?
Yeah. So he's obviously frustrated. He throws at Castellanos. Castellanos starts chirping back. Bryce, slowly works his way to the mound. Obviously frustrated. Good teammate. Being a leader.
There you go.
Love that.
Mm-hmm.
Accountability.
Yeah, a little bit of hold me back, but that's cool. You don't want to attack the guy from behind. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But the quotes from Bryce and Castellanos after the game about what a loser this guy is was amazing. So what do you have Bryce first or Casty? Casty first.
I got into the box. I wasn't even swinging because I thought there was a chance that that could happen, and it happened. I think that he was just pissed off that his numbers got messed up.
You don't have any beef with him, right?
No, yeah. Just other than like having a overwhelming sense that I was about to get drilled.
Uh-huh. You thought it might happen just based on the way the inning went against him to that point, or?
I can't explain it, I know that he had relatively pretty good numbers going into that, and just watching him, I could see him getting frustrated, and I was digging in, I'm like, I'm going to take this pitch right here to see if he's around the plate, and it wasn't anywhere near the plate.
So what was that like when you see your teammates put on Bryce, like, come right?
No doubt, because I think that we all kind of got a sense of what it was, that he was just pissed off that, he got hit around and his ERA shot through the roof.
I love it. It's not even about the team. They just keep talking about that he ruined his numbers, yeah. Which I'm sure, by the way, the guy was.
We had a 0.75 ERA heading into the game.
Oh, and that was it, like 3.5
yeah,
or something?
It's definitely up.
Yeah. And then Bryce, they asked Bryce about it as well.
Yeah, I mean, he hit him on purpose. I mean, it's just, it's not the game that we play, man. It shouldn't be. I mean, guys throw too hard nowadays. You're getting mad because a guy, you know, hits a homer off here, you blow the lead. Walk the guy and come out of the game. I mean, what are you going to do? It's just the situation, the whole thing. Just really fired me up, really upset me. Just not something that you should accept as Major League Baseball.
So you're thinking like injury there, potential injury, man.
Guys throw too hard. I mean, I don't care where it's at. You know, we're in a race right now. We're doing our thing, trying to get into the postseason, and, you know, guy wants to drill him. I mean, it's just, it's not right.
I love it.
I agree with you.
Suspended 3 games, by the way.
He was suspended 3 games?
Mm-hmm. And Kevin Cash suspended tonight.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I can't believe they suspended him. He hit him in the side. It's not like he threw his head.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you know what they did? It's smart by baseball because you know what that means. It means the Phillies are not going to throw it in tonight. I don't think they were going to
anyway.
They weren't
going to do it anyway, but still.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't lose Wheeler there early in the start.
No. They were like, you know what? This is over. I can't believe he got suspended 3 games.
Yeah.
And for a reliever, that's a thing. You know, now he's not a starter, so.
Yeah.
Wow. How about that?
I thought, in all seriousness, I thought, Bryce's reaction there, I thought was needed. It was needed. You know, because Cassie is standing at the plate, and I don't think Cassie is about to go out, you know, to charge the mound or anything. But to have Bryce there, you know, sort of at least let it be known that as one of the leaders of the team, that somebody has to speak up. He has the cachet to do it. And I'll give him credit also for not totally losing it and attacking the guy from behind because he was so upset and an all-out brawl starts. So now he's suspended 3 to 5 games if that happens. So I thought it was handled well, and it wouldn't look very good. He actually said that himself. He just said he didn't want to do. I'm paraphrasing. He didn't want to pull a loser move by
attacking him from behind.
Attacking him from behind. So I thought it was good by Bryce. I did. I mean, if we're gonna rip him, I think he deserves a little credit for that.
Now Bryce did not attack anyone from behind, but Shannon Sharpe, on the other hand.
How do we know that was from behind, man?
I couldn't see anything. You gotta tell me
that hammer is real, for real.
Tell about the sound.
Let me just say this, man. I can't help it. You guys aren't gonna leave it alone.
No.
Nope. That boy almost got a 10-incher. I'm just. All right, I'm out. Oh, man. Would you stop? You do know this is when everybody's listening in the car right now. They're on their way to the game. You know,
well, then you're getting a taste.
Yeah. Oh God. That's exactly what
Nick Saban used to kill me by how stiff I was.
Come on, man. Now you want to start doing me wrong?
Well.
All right. Okay. I'm out.
You sure?
Come on, Unc. You got to do better than this, man. Come on, man.
Well, we don't know how he did.
Man, well, he did a good job. It sounds like.
Yeah.
This is really.
All right, man. I don't want anything else to do with this.
Are we going to. Do we have the fantasy football recap from the league?
Yeah, Buzz is ready to go. We'll ask his thoughts on Shannon Sharpe.
Yeah. So we had our first week of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. I did lose, but we'll get Buzz to give us a wrap up next. We will finish up with your calls. We will give away our Bite for the Fight tickets. We will get to the text line and. But that's a lot to get in like 8 minutes. And we'll get you ready for the final game of the Phillies-Rays series with leading off. That is all next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Unwound your butt cheeks.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say.
Part. I can sing the other part.
Maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Whew. By the way, if you missed anything from today's show.
Like the last 10 minutes of the show.
Last 10 minutes. That was actually very good. You can get it all in the Odyssey app in the rewind function within 24 hours. You get Baldy was on with us, Brian Baldinger, at 4 o'clock. Nice little back and forth with him and Ike about Jalen. Larry Anderson, a little something, something. Larry Anderson joined us at 3. We talked about the whole Bryce thing from the last couple of days. That was good as well. And you can subscribe to the podcast in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Buzz joins us, the commissioner of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. How are we, Buzz?
Doing great. How about you guys?
We're excellent.
Buzzkill.
You know, Buzzkill. So, Buzz, being our commissioner and our Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League commentator, will give us a wrap-up of week one. You know, Jack, Ike, and I are all in the league, along with 9 listeners and friends of the show, as we call. So, Buzz, how did everyone do?
Yeah, so you were the only one of the three on the show who did not win this week.
Okay.
You are in 9th place. You took a loss to Yoshi by 27 points.
I did. I did not get the sort of production out of my top-end talent that I needed.
No, you did not. Ike and Jack finish both with wins on the week. Ike took down iRise, so a win for Eagles fans everywhere there.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And Jack took down OG Wade, which might as well be a bye week.
He is bad. He's really bad at fantasy football.
Did he start Darren Waller?
No. Okay. No, he didn't start Isaiah Likely either, which is good.
Okay.
But he did start Mike Williams and T. Higgins. T. Higgins didn't play. Mike Williams put up 0. So he had 2 zeros in the starting lineup.
Not good.
Yeah, I can't wait to play OG.
Yeah, that feels like it's going to be a win for Mo. But somehow he's not in last place.
Uh-oh.
Scott and Dominic both put up fewer points in week one than OG Wade did.
Wow. Now, Scott is Newtown.
Yes.
Where's Dominic from?
Westchester.
Right. And they were concentrating, too. It's not like, OG takes the league very lightly. I'm sure we'll never set his lineups. Again, drafted
a
guy who retired.
He needs to pay Justin to set his lineup for him or
something. He should, yes.
Well, here's the other thing that happened this first week. You didn't get Saquon had the most touchdowns
this
weekend of anybody. He had 3.
Yeah.
So he didn't get a lot of points around the league from a bunch of teams. A lot of quarterbacks didn't really score a lot. I think Josh Allen might have been the highest scoring quarterback.
Yeah, yeah. He ran for 2, I think, and threw for 2.
Ran for 2 and threw for 2.
The variance on quarterback points was not that drastic across the league.
Yeah.
Receivers and running backs who really made the mark. Yeah, Jack actually had Saquon and Mixon go for 33 and 26 respectively.
Ooh.
So even if OG Wade did have a good team, Jack probably would have taken him down. Also worth noting that when I went over these scores, no one got screwed on their matchup. Like the 6 teams who won were the highest 6 scorers in the league, which is not necessarily always the case.
That's my complaint generally about fantasy football.
Yeah.
Well,
to your point, in my other league, the guy I beat this week was the second highest scoring team in the league.
Yeah, there was none of that in this league.
Yeah, I beat him like 160 to 150, but he had the second most points in the league.
That would infuriate me. That's why I hate fantasy. So.
Well, Spike, you had 4 single-digit scorers this week. Drake London, DeAndre Swift, DK Metcalf, George Kittle, all coming up with less than 10.
Yeah.
Kind of hard to win when you have that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Jamar Chase, I think, had 14 points or something. So not great.
Brian, who's the defending champ, he started out 1-0, but I had to text him to set his lineup.
That's a bad sign.
It was a bad sign. He didn't have the lineup set in from the draft. So I don't know if it'll be better week to week, but he hadn't touched the team from draft to week one.
Do we kick somebody out if they don't set their lineup?
Multiple offenders, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. If there are multiple offenses, but I kind of give him the nudge, like, hey, get your players in.
Okay.
So he wins in week one. We also had the waiver transactions go through last night.
Ah.
So, right around 3:30 in the morning, people pretty active on the waivers. Scott, Yoshi, Ike, James. Yoshi had 2 claims in, but Iraj, James, Ike, Yoshi, and Scott all made claims. Ike actually picked up the Tampa Bay defense, then woke up 2 hours later and picked up another defense.
Yep.
Now you got the Chargers defense.
Yep, dropped that Tampa defense.
So you own them for 2 hours.
Always hated the Tampa, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then I realized they were playing Houston.
So too good.
Yeah. Well, it's not a good matchup for me. So I streamline the defense every week anyway. Chargers are playing the Patriots, I believe.
Hmm.
I think that's who they're playing this week. Or Tennessee. One of them.
Whatever.
One of them. They have a chance to get a lot of points defensively this week.
Oh, yeah. My Jets defense didn't do well either. It was not a great week for me.
Chargers playing Carolina this week.
That's what it is. There you go.
You kidding me? If I can find every team that plays the Panthers, I'll get their defense every week.
Don't let Herbert go 2-0. Don't let him heat up. That's my only message.
Heat up.
For
heat
like
up
100 yards. I was told all that matters is wins.
All right.
Should also note, Irise made it such a huge deal at the draft that he wasn't going all Cowboys. He picked Luke Musgrave as his tight end. Gave up on him after week one.
Well, I dropped him.
He already dropped him.
All right. Anything else big?
An event? No. I think the closest matchup was Ryan and Kimberly, which was 125 to 111. Kimberly, who had a good showing in week one, but it really came down to Puka Nacua getting hurt, Evan Engram putting up 1.5 for her, and Deontay Johnson getting 4. So I think she's got a good team, but did not show up in week one.
Great.
Yeah. That Puka injury is going to hurt me in our league.
Oh, really?
Man, he was my second pick.
Our league. I don't like that one.
Matter
either.
Of fact, I think you... Was he my first? No, I took Saquon first and then Puka.
Yeah. All right, Buzz. Great job, Commissioner Buzz.
Next week, I want power rankings.
Ooh.
Power. Well, I'm assuming he's just leaving it up to the...
The standings.
The standings.
As of right now,
yeah,
the standings.
Yeah, but I want an eye test from Buzz.
An eye test power.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
We're an eye test.
He's
trying to grow you.
Yeah.
He's trying to manage you,
but
Buzz.
Listen. He already did one thing you didn't do all last year.
I agree. Okay. I'm busy. What is he up to?
That's why you're not
too busy to print out the standings?
Yeah. I know what you did today, Buzz. You lost multiple games of NCAA football online.
I didn't play NCAA football once today.
Oh.
This week.
What did you told?
Buzz is so mad at you right now. I wish you could see his face. He's pissed off. All right, Commissioner Buzz, get out of here. That's enough mic time for you.
All right, brother.
All right, the text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exeter Newtown Square, online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Do I need to be worried about more than just James Seltzer now? The local dogs of the Delaware Valley.
Nope.
What the hell does that mean?
Wow.
Yo, eating dogs and cats?
Yeah,
somebody suggested that.
Yeah. Stay out of that. All right, what's next?
Keep it moving.
Can this guy just, like, chill? Howie, listening to Vic Fangio.
I'm sure Howie is did
you
not know.
Had conversations today?
Yeah, did not know what he was getting into with Vic Fangio, I would imagine. This is will be a constant source of consternation. They love to control their coaches. They do.
Well, you ain't controlling Vic Fangio.
No.
And now that the Phils are hot, he feels even more empowered.
Yep. Fangio, you kidding me? Yep. What's next?
My favorite debate, L.A. versus modern baseball players. Mark and Motko.
He does
that's
hate
true. He hates modern baseball players.
Umpires, sure. Modern baseball players. Did you hear? He sounded like me doing yesterday's show open. He was like, that wasn't the first time Bryce did it. Or the second. Or the third.
And you know he watches. He's obsessed with that.
Well, I don't know if he said it, but I know it felt like he wanted to say it. Did he get to a point where he said it won't be the last time he does
yes,
it? He did
that,
say
yeah.
it? Okay,
yes.
yeah. Yes, it felt like he wanted to say that.
It won't be. Well, as long as he doesn't do it in the postseason.
Also, he was like, hey, if you're going to do that, make sure it goes over the fence. You know, one of those big shots. So he's right. You know, what's next?
Write my promos for me? Let's just worry about you not losing your train of thought for one show. Battle in the studio.
Wow. Let me tell you something,
Who's
Battle.
That directed at?
Me.
Oh, you?
Because I took a shot at his writing. Here's the thing, Battle. I can go off the top of the dome 4 hours. Eventually, you know, I'm going to forget now and then. You write everything down, obsess over it for a day. I'm just saying that it should be funnier.
Oh, wow.
And now we know what Spike the Boss is like.
You already know what Spike the Boss is like.
We know. The audience is now learning more and more.
I had different versions of me.
Yes.
Yeah, they were good, you know, tough, not so tough.
Like a chameleon.
Yeah. What's next?
Boy, am I glad we sponsored that hit, Hellman's Mayo.
Yeah, Hellman's.
Ike, a known mayo lover.
Yeah. Yeah, Ike's not a big mayo guy.
Not even. You know, and I didn't realize until y'all said it afterwards, I didn't realize that it was sponsored by Hellman's Mayo.
The Baldy hit when Brian Baldinger was on the show, Ike and Baldy went back and forth pretty intensely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd say that Hellman's got their money's worth on that one. What's next?
I'm not saying Baldy struggles to relate to the common man, but how the hell are we supposed to know what a cow pasture is like to run on? Tim in Newark.
Pet slime.
question.
Yeah, he said like, the field is like a cow pasture.
How many people listening?
Yeah.
Even stepped foot on a cow pasture.
Yeah, now I could, the context clues were there. I could, I guess that means it's
soggy.
Soggy, you know, yes. Something. Yeah. And also, you know, this is why you got to travel with Baldy. You're like, well, hey, what's it like in Brazil? He's like, well, you fly to Rio, you have a police escort pick you up at the...
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
This I don't dude, think everybody's getting a police escort.
You see, I remember, like, every time I watch one of his excursions, because he posts, you know, pictures and videos from wherever he goes, mm-hmm. I'm jealous, because I don't even like traveling. I don't like going anywhere. I don't like going 10 minutes away from the house, much less flying to Brazil for 10 hours. That guy's living his best life, Baldy is. So we have to pick a winner for next question. Next question today was a famous debate, no politics version, because we don't do that here.
Mm-mm.
And the winner gets a pair of tickets to Bite for the Fight, which is Saturday at the Expo Center at Oaks. I'll be hosting it. Happy to be there. Noon till 4 benefits the Fight on McKenna Foundation, which awesomely... helps out families who are fighting pediatric cancer. It is your chance. You just eat a bunch of food, man. signature meals from like 20 different restaurants, craft cocktail demos from some local distilleries. I actually think Surfside/Stateside is going to be there as well. I saw them on the list. And special guest appearances from Chef Jose Garces, Chef Chad Rosenthal. You can buy tickets at biteforthefight.com. All right. Famous debates. What do we got?
So I think the clear winner today. I know we don't usually do this. I know that Tyreek said Biggie versus Tupac. I know that Aaron and Mount Airy said Ike versus Aaron and Mount Airy. And
this is a good one.
Kenneth Cinnaminson said Coke versus Pepsi, which is obviously a big one. But I thought Don in North Philly with chicken versus the egg.
Dude, that was a great call. What was it? Our second or third call of the day.
Yeah.
Excellent call. Took shots.
I agree.
Yeah, it was excellent call all around. And has he called before? I don't think we've.
No, I don't think I've ever talked to him.
Yeah. Good caller. He should call back. All right. He has tickets to Bite for the Fight. We have Phillies game today. Let's go for that sweep, and let's get you ready for it.